What's up, girl?
Welcome back.
Thank you. I was on vacation and my stud, Matt Haig.
I know.
My partner sat in for me. Did a wonderful job.
He just walked up in here and sat down and
couldn't discuss Empire. Right. He's like, watch it,
but I don't watch Empire. I'm like, what?
Girl, speaking of Empire.
I know, right?
Taraji P. Henson nominated for an Emmy for lead actress in a drama series.
Yep. We got the whole list here. I mean,
this
how
is
could
hot
they,
off press.
How could they not, right?
Yes, I know.
Because she's like, she is Cookie, and Cookie is a pop culture phenomenon.
I know, but the show itself did not get nominated for a drama series. And also left out was Kerry Washington of Scandal. I think she's been on the list for the last couple of years.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's interesting.
It's Scandal quite interesting. Alert. Right. Now, the thing about it is that I think the Academy has a real chance here to color in the Emmy nominations.
Literally,
right. With Emmy nominations, but not only because of that, they give a tip of the hat to Empire, to this phenomenon that has done something no other TV show has ever done.
I was just really
surprised. You don't have to let it win. It doesn't have to win, but at least nominate it. And so that's really interesting to me that they would miss that chance to have a show that's done that much history making.
I mean, look at the numbers. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, the historical nature of this show alone should have gotten it, regardless of what you think it is.
Exactly.
You know, that the numbers alone should have gotten it a nod.
Slight.
That was a slight, I think. And I think it's maybe a little bit of a message that it's a shame. Crabs in a barrel. Like, it's only one at a time. But look.
I guess they feel like, well, we gave that to Taraji. So.
Right. Well, and she well deserved.
Right. Exactly.
Terrence Howard doesn't bother me so much that he did not get nominated. That doesn't bother me at all. I'm very happy to see Queen Latifah get nominated for lead actress for Bessie. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's getting ready to come out on DVD from HBO Entertainment. And
I've only seen little.
It's really good. She's really good. She puts everything into this. And the songs.
She's a good actress.
She even redoes the songs in a way that doesn't make me want to claw my ears off. I'm just saying, again, no shade.
Okay.
But Empire, speaking of Empire, last week, 20th Century Fox announced that the DVD was coming out on September 15th.
And when is the first show?
What, September 23rd or something?
Oh, that's great time. You got time to get caught up.
You got time to watch all of the, because they're including a lot of bells and whistles. They're going to include all of extended performances.
You know how
in the show you just get a snippet of it or whatever.
Right.
You're going to get extended performances and a lot of
this. So you can have a little watch party and just.
Exactly. And watch all the Q&As that they did, because like we've noticed before, they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
They've calmed down a little now.
I hope
now.
They've rested up a little
Me
bit.
Too.
I mean,
it's really cool that Empire's doing it. Okay, now, Empire might be back in the news because of this, but Have and Have Nots is back and heating up Tuesday nights.
Tyler Perry, thank you very much for coming back strong.
And Tarnell, you got to catch me up.
Let me catch you up, girl.
I've only seen part of the first episode because 6-year-old, you know.
I know. Summer break vacations.
Right.
Candace showed up at the house.
Yes.
You know, they just buried Amanda, and everybody came to the Cryer house.
Can I stop you for a minute? I'm so glad they buried that child.
I was very concerned that she was dead for so long without being buried.
Okay.
We went the whole episode, last episode, were her being in her bedroom.
Right.
And then we finally get, she's buried now. She's
right.
In the
So
Candace shows up, and you know how the Cryers feel about her.
Yeah.
So, what's her name? Catherine Cryer had invited Candace over, which was shocking. You know, Candace has had an affair with her husband.
If I were Candace, I wouldn't have gone.
I know. Well, come to find out, they thought that Candace did something to Amanda to make Amanda go over the edge. So they get Candace in their little study or whatever, and they start pressuring her, why'd you do this to Amanda? What'd you say to take her over the edge? So she tries to leave. Catherine Cryer hits her over the head with a bottle, knocks the child out. It was crazy because
I think we should just start calling her Cat because she
was
going wild.
Well, Jeff Cryer was there looking on like, this is our plan. So they throw water on her, wake her up. And I mean,
okay.
Have and Have Nots went crazy.
This is enough. They went crazy. I'm going to I'm going to catch up this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to send the baby on some play dates and I'm going to catch up because.
You got to. Because even the Harringtons, Veronica Harrington is now trying to sleep with Benny.
Well, he is a cutie.
He is a cutie.
But she's a Meredy.
No. You catch up because okay. I haven't had Nonsense off the hook.
Okay. I'm going to try to get you to watch The Strain again. It's on FX.
Is that one of them superhero shows?
It's vampires.
Okay, I knew it was one of them.
Right. It's vampires, but it's so good. Now, everybody's on the show stupid, so everybody...
Well, wait a minute. I gotta watch a stupid cast.
Yes. Everybody on the show is stupid, but that's what makes it even better to me because I get to sit there with my popcorn and go, you silly... You know.
Well, but it's vampires.
It's vampires,
so they can't even be out during the day or nothing.
No.
But so when, it's a dark show.
But when they, it is dark. But when they come out, they come out. It's really good.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch
it. It's got all
it just is so bizarre.
It is bizarre. It is, but you know, I like the bizarre. Speaking of comics, you know, Comic Con is in San Diego right now.
Is what?
Comic Con.
Yeah.
The big ones, the San Diego Comic Con. John Lewis is out there with volume 2 of his graphic novel called March.
Right.
You know how everybody at Comic-Con dresses up as their favorite characters or whatever? He won it. I mean, everybody else might as well go home. Because what did he do? He dressed up as his younger self.
Back during the march.
Yes. I even found out that he packed his backpack. He went so far as to pack his backpack with the same stuff that he packed for the march.
Are you serious?
Toothbrush, toothpaste, an apple, and 2 books.
Wow.
He said he had an orange too, but they couldn't find the orange.
Yeah, that was amazing seeing him in that same outfit that he wore to walk across the South.
Yeah, it was really inspiring because he had these children marching with him to his press conference, and then all these other Comic-Con attendees just fell in line behind him.
Wow.
It just shows how some things transcend genres.
That was brilliant.
That's just brilliant.
I want to talk too. I want to go back to TV. The Bachelorette.
This
is a spoiler alert. So to my colleague, Melissa Repko, do not watch this.
Do not watch this.
If you have watched The Bachelor, I think for the last 6 weeks or so, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
But the little guy she slept with, I can't even think of his name. Mike maybe or something right now. I don't know. Nick. Well, apparently they had some kind of relationship. I think it was long distance before the show.
Texting, talking, and Skyping before
the
show.
She encouraged him to come on the show.
Yeah, but supposedly in a joking way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when he calls the producer...
Claims that she said something to him like, ha-ha, maybe you'll surprise me on the show.
Exactly. Hint, hint.
Right.
And I will tell you, there was something about those two. They seemed very comfortable.
Yeah.
Unusually comfortable with each other. Like, I even told my husband, I was like, it's just like they know each other.
Yeah.
So everybody was criticizing her for sleeping with
everybody,
him.
Everybody, what do they call it? Slut shaming?
Yes.
Criticizing her.
She had like 10 contestants on the show still.
But she knew him and has known him.
So we didn't realize that. And they had a relationship.
So now that helps, I guess, stop her from being called a slut.
Yeah, because at least she kind of knew the dude before the show even started. So, but yeah, that is a spoiler alert. I would be shocked if she didn't pick him.
Yeah.
I have watched Body Language.
It's almost like
and
she
she's
should.
Very comfortable with him. My God, she slept with the guy.
Right. Just go ahead and put
How many bachelorettes are sleeping with the candidates with 10 left?
I don't want to know.
I thought it was kind of skankish.
No.
But anyway,
and speaking
at least,
of shaming.
You know, yeah.
Serena Williams, why are we getting so much hate for her and her beautiful, strong, athletic body?
Flat abs, everything. Wow. Well, you know, apparently the
New
York Times.
I wish I could look like that.
Yeah, well, apparently the New York Times, this writer, he did this story. I think it's Ben Rothenberg. He did a story and he started talking about her physical appearance and her body. But everybody that got interviews, like, you know, I still want to look like a woman. I don't want to look like
that. He's not the only one. His story is just, it's the latest one in a group of stories. Every time she wins, I guess they can't find anything else to be mad at her about or to rake her over the coals for. So, we got to talk about her body. Well, she's an athlete.
But I think, too, people complained, too, about this New York Times story because
they
thought there could have been more balance.
Well, yeah.
Everybody got interviewed was like, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to look like that. I still want to look like a woman. I mean, it was almost shaming her for having
me. Have you seen Serena in a dress?
I know.
That's really what J.K. Rowling did. And she was right about that. It's like, every time I see Serena in a dress, I'm like, oh, my Lord.
I mean, there's not an ounce of fat on that girl.
Girl crush. Love
there
how
is not
she
an
looks,
ounce of, not ounce of fat on her.
And then I watched her champions dance with Djokovic. He wanted to bring the champions dance back. And she had on this beautiful, like, Grecian dress. And they danced to Saturday Night Fever. They danced to the Bee Gees song from Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, girl, stop.
Yeah, it was really, really, it was great. And that. I mean,
she hasn't spoken out about any of these articles
and
or anything.
Classy.
Yeah.
She's classy. She's just, her body is what affords her the opportunity to win these championships. So why would you denigrate
your
own body?
She's fit.
Yeah. And she's very faithful in her religion. Right. So maybe that's helping her to rise above that. Because by now, I think I'd have had to say something to somebody.
Yeah.
I'd have had to use my powerful arms to jack somebody up.
Really, right?
Like,
you know, I think it was
look
just the
here,
balance part.
Write it again.
Exactly.
You know, and Des Bryant signed whatever. How about?
Oh yeah, what did he get? Like a $70 million?
$20 million signing bonus. This is what upsets me. You got a $20 million signing bonus, but you having a party at Park Avenue. I guess in celebration of, and you want me to pay $20 for VIP? You need to be paying $20 for me to be VIP.
Are you serious?
Come on now. And that's how I knew.
Still trying to make money.
Yeah, I got the text message. I say, oh, he's signing, and he's going to sign quick. Because I get the text message from Park Avenue going, pay $20 to Dez Bryant. And I'm like, come on now. But, Bill, okay.
Oh, no, you're
I don't know.
Cosby.
Okay. You know what? Maybe we just let Bill Cosby be.
Well, I guess there's some
is.
Old court documents from a few years ago that surfaced that he
and
acknowledged.
Matt and I talked about it a little bit, but the thing is.
Buying drugs or giving women some kind of
pills
or something.
And but it was
well, the
it
president
was the
weighed in today a little bit. On,
yeah, he did.
He didn't specifically talk about the case, but he
did
talk about what rape is.
What rape is.
Right.
And the weird thing right now is his wife saying, you know, we don't know what she's saying in private, but for her to come out in the midst of all this evidence, I don't know if I could be strong
Lord,
enough.
Lord, just don't let her be standing there smiling.
Right.
See, I feel sorry for the women. I'm like,
yeah,
just
she's still
don't
in the
out.
Background, but she is speaking out, saying that she still doesn't believe it's true, mm-hmm. or if it was true, it was consensual.
Right.
That kind of thing. I don't know. So
well,
much is going on.
Well, they're talking about possible there could be some kind of criminal trial. I guess you got to look at the statute
of
limitations.
Between him and Donald Trump, he really needs to watch out because it'll have. Him like they've got the Donald Trump pinatas now on sale in Oak Cliff.
In Oak Cliff, they're beating up the pinata because they're so mad at him.
It might be some Bill Cosby was if he
doesn't
watch
that,
out.
I think in
we have that in
Wednesday's Dallas Morning News. I want to say, and you can also read it on DallasNews.com.
Yeah.
But one of our writers wrote this great story about they're selling these pinatas.
Yeah,
and was it North Oak Cliff?
Yeah.
Oak Cliff? And,
along that strip on West Davis
the
Street.
The likeness of Donald Trump, and you can just go buy him and just beat him. You know,
yeah.
He has said some things that apparently angered.
Right. Don't even fill him with candy. Just beat him.
Yeah, he's angered some folks.
So I hear that, I think about Color Purple.
And you know there's going to be a Halloween costume, right?
You're right. You know it is. Oh, my God. Did you see that the rich man, Mr. Bass, over in Fort Worth.
Is rescuing Bluebell.
He's rescuing Bluebell. Yes, thank you, Mr. Bass.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, money well spent.
It was getting hard. It was getting hard with the ice cream.
I don't remember if they said how much he was donating.
It doesn't matter. He's helping them out. And then
they've lost a lot of money. Yeah. They've been closed. They haven't sold ice cream in
right.
months now. So
I know.
It's been bad.
Harper Lee, go set a watchman. I feel bad for all these people who've named their children Atticus and not Atticus. This is segregationist.
I know, really.
Although, you know what? Growing up as a child of the Deep South, sometimes segregationist does not equal racist. Sometimes racist, okay, it's like a hole in one and an eagle.
Uh-huh.
You know, every racist is a segregationist, but every segregationist is
not
a racist.
I see.
So, possibly. But I love Atticus Finch the way he was. I think perhaps I may have to wait a little because I saw the change that
well,
this
they said
book
too. There were some
brought
things
about
that were not factually accurate,
right? that,
you know,
well,
in the new one.
This seems to be an early version of Mockingbird. Like, I'm really wondering about the veracity of the claims that she's okay with this. She has Alzheimer's, and you're telling me that she's okay with it? You're showing her a book. She might not even know it's her own book. I don't know.
I have to wonder. I wonder
I'm
if
leaving
this
it alone.
Was a good
but
idea.
we had all sorts
it's
of stories about it on Tuesday.
Yeah,
you know.
Arnessa Garnett,
Arnessa Garrett. She's
one of our editors
of our,
here.
Right.
And she had an interview.
She's head of the Collin County Bureau.
Right.
And she actually met Harper, and Channel 5 talked to her about her day meeting her. And she gave some really thoughtful answers.
It's cool she got in there to meet
her,
too. So.
I wish I was as thoughtful as she was on the subject. But
she was pretty determined.
Right. We're waiting to see. I will read the book because Harper Lee is one of those great American voices that I'll have to read.
I'll read it, too.
So while you were away,
yes,
I danced with T-Wayne.
I saw that video. I didn't know you could move like that. What was that dance called? The what?
It was to a song called Nasty Freestyle.
Okay.
And basically, you
Nasty Freestyle.
You're doing the whip, and then you freestyle, and then you go back to the whip.
Really?
And he was like, you practiced, didn't you? Oh, I didn't practice. I warned you ahead of time.
You just got it like that.
I warned him ahead of time that everything is a four count.
Right, right.
Four count, I can do it.
Right.
But anyway, you were supposed to be there with me. I had to do it by myself. And then
I would have loved to be there to do the dance. And I hear he tweeted it out. How many followers does he have?
I don't know. A kajillion.
Well, wow. You're big time now, Don.
Okay. Did you watch any of the ESPYs last night?
I did not.
Oh, my God. They gave the Arthur Ashe Courage Award to Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, I did see pictures of
that.
She
looked marvelous. And a side note of that is, how you gonna tell me Caitlyn Jenner looks marvelous, but Serena Williams looks like a man? Come on now. Come on now.
That does seem a bit confusing.
Come on now, because Caitlyn was a man, and Caitlyn still looked like
Bruce.
But
she looked marvelous.
But she still looked like Bruce. But she looked marvelous. And, oh,
right.
My God,
and Serena's a man.
And Serena's a man. Come on now, y'all. Y'all need to start putting two and two together and quit getting 25.
That's true.
Getting
You're
on
right.
my nerves.
Everybody's gushing over the other one. But
right.
Serena.
And then 50 Cent filed for bankruptcy. And I think I could just put that down.
Yeah,
you know what? He's just trying to get out of paying. I think somebody sued him for $5 million.
Oh, well.
So if he can shift all his money
in
bankruptcy.
It's a great time to file for bankruptcy.
Right. He
doesn't
have to pay that.
I think
that.
He's been represented by a local firm here. It might be
Bill Burr. You know what? Every time something happens in the news, we can find a Dallas connection.
There is always a Dallas connection.
Why we can't be boring?
In Dallas? No.
I just want to be a little bored. Hey, I even had to fix my tire on the way in this morning because all them darn potholes.
Well, it serves you right if, what's his name? Caitlin moves here.
Oh, my God. You know he probably looking at a house here now.
No,
making me mad. Anyway, okay. You know we got to go. I'm so glad you came back.
Well, yes, I had a great vacation. I went to Ohio where I'm from.
Okay.
For a family reunion.
Yeah, oh, that was nice. I bet.
Oh, that was nice. Then we went to Virginia where my husband's
okay.
from. So we had a good time.
Wow.
I'm glad to be back.
You had a lot of trips going on there.
Yeah, it was a lot of flying. All right, girl. I'm ready to get back.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.